On the Go Media proudly presents Between the Ropes with your hosts, Colt Powers and Hunter Dietz.
Welcome back to Between the Ropes. I'm Hunter Dietz. This is Colt Powers. A little bit of a different setup for you here than we usually have. And right by our side, Jim Miller and Gabby Troiano.
Yes.
Very important people here at the George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. This is the area we're in at the Dan Gable Museum here in Waterloo, Iowa. Ton of fun stuff. Colt, you got anything you want to say about being here?
For one, I absolutely love being here. It's changed quite a bit over the years, but the history that is in this is just, I love it. I could spend hours and hours in here, and I'm especially excited to be able to talk to you guys and get a little more detail about the stuff that's in here. But this is all stuff that not only we get to see, but you can see as well when you come here to the museum here in Waterloo. So.
Just kind of getting right into the questions, this kind of goes for both of you. You guys work here and you've done so much to make this Hall of Fame better and improve upon it. So I'm just curious, is there any one part that sticks out to you as, man, this is really cool? You know, Jim, maybe with your amateur background, maybe there's something from another side of the museum that you're really interested in, or even from over here.
Well, I am amateur background. I didn't know much 7 years ago about the pro, but we love, that's one of our favorite weekends is the pro Hall of Fame. And it's just a lot of people come from all over the country and actually out of the country too, that come, and it's kind of like a family reunion every year. And it's a blast really. And, you know, and I would say, Dan Gable comes on our social Thursday night typically, and he's it's amazing how many people on the pro side love Dan Gable, and Dan Gable loving the pro, you know. So all of us here at court at the museum point to that weekend as one of the best weekends.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Gabby, is there anything that you didn't grow up as a wrestling fan, right? How
did
you kind of become part of this Hall of Fame family?
It's all about who you know. So the previous manager here was Becca Roper, and I've known her for quite a few years. And one day she called me and said she needed some help with the museum, and so I came to her rescue, and I've stayed ever since, huh, Jim?
2 years later, right?
Yep, yeah. And I've helped out with the pro before I even worked here. I sat with Becca at the vendor tables, and we had a table in the pro show. For about 4 or 5 years. So I've been around a little bit, but just not in it like this.
So you weren't a pro or amateur wrestling?
Neither.
Okay. Now, Jim, you have an extensive amateur background. You also, you wrestled for, is it you and I?
Yes.
And then you also coached with Warburg.
Right?
Warburg.
Yeah.
And you had an extensive run there, lots of titles and stuff.
Yeah.
So what brought you here to the museum?
Well, you know, I coached 37 years. I wrestled at UNI this long time ago, but I wrestled UNI, and then I coached 37 years. The last 22 at Warburg, I coached 7 at the high school level, 6 at Charles City, then to UNI for 8 years as the top assistant coach, and then the last 22 years as head coach at Warburg. So I had a lot of fun there. And then I was teaching at Warburg, and Kyle Klingman's a friend of mine, helped me write my book and so forth, and he wrote Dan Gable's second book, Knows Wrestling Back. But anyway, he was the director here, and he was leaving. He went to Flow Wrestling as a writer for Flow Wrestling. So there was an opening, and he said, I think you should consider it, and thought about it. Dan Gable called. You know, he still can recruit. That guy can say he's got some recruiting skills. So anyway, and I'm a Waterloo guy.
Yep.
Went to East Waterloo, and it was just a natural fit, and decided to come and be the director, and it's been awesome.
So once you retired from Warburg, was it 2013 or so?
2013 was my last year.
You came right here.
No, I taught for a few years at Warburg.
Okay.
Just teaching, and then so 2019 was my first year here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, that's very impressive. So since you've been here in 2019, how have things changed for the museum then?
Well, I think most things have gotten bigger. Definitely our pro event has gotten bigger every year. And what's our like all access passes? Last year was 200.
Was it?
And so every year we, you know, it's just been a more and more popular scenario. And, you know, after you've been here a while, you just become more accustomed to what's happening and you get better at it. And so everything we've done, I think, has been a good scenario. And we started a few new things, you know, an evening with Dan Gable event. We've had that at Pittsburgh. Then we went to New Orleans. And we went, last year was Atlanta. Next year's in Omaha. So things like that that we're trying to do to make awareness of the museum. And so we're also growing the pro event, and I think it's been a really a fun and scenario for everybody, including me.
Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's a great thing to touch on is, like you said, the pro event has gotten so much bigger just over the last couple of years. And when you look at the pro event this year, this is kind of shaping up to be the biggest one yet, right?
Well, I would say last year we got to the point where we used to have a lot of it in the museum. Now we've outgrown it. I mean, 2 years ago, we had the vendors in here and so forth, and it was packed. And so we moved everything pretty much over to the convention center, and then we've had the tours at, you know, those people, we tour people in the museum, leave the museum open. So that's what we're talking about. When you're talking about growing, sometimes you outgrow your own, your own event, but it's been good.
Sure, absolutely. Gabby, you were talking couple weeks ago when you and I had a conversation about how this Hall of Fame is not just for people who are interested in wrestling history. Can you explain to us a little bit about why this is not just wrestling history, but also Iowa history?
The NWA started in Waterloo at the Hotel President across the river there. Yeah. Dan Gable, I mean, and not just wrestling history. I mean, we have people that come in all the time, and it's like childhood dreams come true when they walk in these doors.
And then, you know, we've got the video room the over here where you can watch amateur wrestling from the 40s on up. We got pro wrestling matches in there with the Sheik, or Iron Sheik, and all kinds of famous pro wrestlers. Thunderbolt Patterson, who's a Waterloo native, you know, in the WWE Hall of Fame 2 years ago. And so a lot of things like that, like you said, like Gabby said, it's local, but then it's worldwide too.
Right. Well, and I think a lot of people don't really understand too, like the foundations of pro wrestling in particular from this area. We were just talking earlier before we started recording about Frank Gotch and George Hackenschmidt. Mm-hmm. Frank Gotch, Humboldt native, from this area. You know, when you look at the roots of pro wrestling, you mentioned the NWA starting here and all that stuff. This just kind of seems like the most logical place to come back and call home for pro wrestling, right?
Yeah, and it's the only brick and mortar Hall of Fame in pro wrestling in the country. And, you know, things are happening like, well, you bring up Frank Gotch. Today we got the program, you guys probably seen the actual program when he won the world title in Chicago, 1911. And you know, against the Russian Lion, who most people thought was unbeatable. And so things like that happen, and just every week something like that. I mean, hey, do you guys, they want to know questions, us to answer questions, but they also got things like that, the actual program that I had never seen, that come in, and man, these things are pretty dang cool.
Absolutely. That program is another item that you'll be able to see if you do come into the museum, especially on the weekend. But getting donations, people can send that stuff in to you guys, and you get that quite frequently.
We, you know, as often as we do, it's surprising because it is all donation. We are a nonprofit, so we can't pay for the memorabilia or the artifacts that we get in, but it is just so generous, the stuff that we do get.
And preserving this history, and you guys are, yes, you know, able to curate that and preserve this. Well, just mentioning a moment ago, this is one of the only, if not the only, brick and mortar wrestling Hall of Fame in the country. You are also in a numerous Hall of Fames. Besides being the only brick and mortar, what makes this one so special for you, Jim?
Well, when you walk in and see all the images it just lifts you up. I mean, men and women throughout the country. You know, you go in our wrestling room, you'll see all these images. You walk in the hall. For instance, 2 years ago, Kurt Angle walked in. You know, Kurt Angle walked in, and his image is right when you walk in, and A&E TV's following him everywhere he's going, you know, things like that. A guy named Gable Steveson, who was phenomenal amateur wrestler, Olympic gold medalist, and then he went to the WWE for a while. Now he's in MMA. But, you know, he walks in and leaves his singlets and his other things for us. And so, yeah, you just never know who might walk in.
You don't ever know, yeah. And it's pretty fun. I've seen a post on you guys' social media. Every once in a while, you'll have guess who was in today, and it's like
Jerry Briscoe.
It's so exciting, and you guys have, you know, you mentioned Kurt Angle, and you know, for amateur wrestling, he is very well known. For pro wrestling, he's very well known. I also see you have pictures. I saw a picture of Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
And he's been to the museum.
Yes.
And
well, you know, there's another guy. You know, he's WWE champ. He was UFC champ. He was national champ. You know, you just some it's just phenomenal, some of these people's resumes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One thing I do want to touch on before we kind of transition, I skipped over this a little bit before. Jim, you did come from the world of amateur wrestling, and there's always kind of been a tension between the amateur and professional wrestling camps, just in terms of the amateur people don't like pro wrestling because, you know, they're the real wrestlers, right? So has some of that kind of died down over the years? Is there a little
bit more? We don't feel it much here at all.
No.
And I think maybe because we do both. You know, we love both, you know, and I think because of that, you got pro people and you got Dan Gable coming and talking. They start embracing amateur wrestling. Right. And in the same way for my, like myself, I'm an amateur. My background's amateur, but I've come to love the pro. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think this has really been a good thing.
When you started here, did you have any of the animosity type stuff?
I didn't have any. I didn't have animosity. I wasn't educated. I didn't know a pro, you know? So, yeah. I mean, back in the day, I'd go to McElroy Auditorium in Waterloo, and I think it was Haystack Calhoun or somebody I got to watch, you know? So, yeah, it was cool.
Yep, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Gabby, I do want to touch on this because you're probably the person who deals with this the most. We're talking a lot about lifetime memberships in a lot of these videos and how important that is. Can you explain to us why a lifetime membership to the Hall of Fame is so important and what that means?
I think it's so important because not only does it support the museum financially, but, you know, you're supporting yourself for the rest of your life. Coming in, you get the discounted tickets, you get your name on the wall. I mean, I think people really love the name on their wall. Yeah. Because why would you not want to go into a museum and see yourself? Yeah. And you have, you know, and you're not a performer. So, you know, I mean, that's really cool and special for people, I feel like.
Well, and just a couple names that are up there already. The class of people you could join as a lifetime member: Jim Ross, Sergeant Slaughter, John Bradshaw Layfield. I mean, it's almost like you're joining part of that family because you want to help grow and support this part of preserving professional wrestling and amateur wrestling history.
Yeah. Yes, these people are returning attendees. They come back every year to see what's new and who's new, and it is like a family reunion, literally. Everyone knows everyone here.
Well, I want to get quick takes from both of you before we wrap up here. The upcoming Hall of Fame weekend, is there any particular part you're most excited about for either one of you?
No, you go.
Okay. I'm excited about the celebrity softball game just because it's a new activity that we are doing, and it'll be fun to see, and you know, we're Team Medusa. We're just going to let the girls do it. But also the show is always so entertaining to me. I love seeing, I mean, I've seen Rock Riddle wrestle 1 year. I never thought I'd see that. And that was, I mean, it was so good. I had to get his autograph after. Just being around, just seeing everyone, seeing downtown Waterloo alive is great. I really do enjoy that too.
You know, I like, the best part for me is just seeing people that come back. You know, Jerry Briscoe, JBL, some of these people you just see once a year and you just get back. Here we are, and it's just like we just left off last year. And but you know, I really like the pro show, but I also like the banquet. I like the award ceremony. You get to hear the award winners actually speak about their career or what was important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Colt, is there any part of this that you're most looking forward to this weekend? Obviously, you're going to be participating in the softball game. It seems like maybe you're still a little undecided on which team you're going to be on.
A little undecided. Like I said, I'm more than anything, I'm just happy to be there with people that I've grown up watching. But like I said in our video with JBL that was released here just a couple days ago, the stories that JBL tells, that's, I think, what I am so excited about. And I'll probably stick to him a little bit just because I'm hoping to hear those stories. But I'm excited for the whole thing. I was talking to you before we started filming, you know, trying to look back through the years that I've been here meeting some of my wrestling heroes and stuff. And I haven't been able to be here for a few years just because my kids growing up always have something going on. So I'm just excited to be able to be back and be involved and be around these guys. Like you said, it is like family, and I coach girls wrestling and stuff. And you're not kidding when you talk about wrestling being a family, because whether it's here or it's, you know, we might have, like, you know, coaching for the Bulldogs, we have rivalries with people, but it really is a family. And talking to those people when you're on the mat, it's that rivalry. That's right. But when we're off the mat, we have fun, we have a good time and talk. So I am excited to have that family wrestling atmosphere back. So very excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, we do want to respect your guys' time. If there's any closing thoughts or anything anyone has, I know that we all just want to get to this Hall of Fame weekend because it's going to be so much fun. And once people get here, obviously they're able to book a hotel room through the affiliate hotel. They're going to be able to find all that stuff in the links that we post with this video. But yeah, July 9th, 10th, and 11th, it's going to be the greatest weekend in the history of Waterloo, JBL told me. So
that's right.
We're here at the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame in Waterloo, Iowa. Colt Powers behind the camera, Hunter Dietz here, and we're looking at the AWA World Tag Team Championships. I mean, this is just history right here. And you can get all this by coming to the museum, right? Like, you can come look at all this history, all this stuff right here. This is the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship belt buckle. That's Lou Fez right there in the glass case there. And there's just so much stuff over here that makes you go, my God, I can't believe that we have all this readily here. And that, Lou Fez's World Championship belt as well. I mean.
So when you come here to the museum, you can see, like, right here, there's a number 6 on it. There's signs that correlate to what you can read about them and give you a little details. So talking about the NWA belt buckle given to Lou Fez, the replica World Championship belt. So stuff like that is really cool.
And over here, I mean, Jack Briscoe's ring boots, and we got the Vern Gagne wrestling game. There's so much stuff you wouldn't even think exists, but here it is.
The history right here.
Take a look at this here. Kurt Angle, 2002 Armageddon singlet. Can you believe this? It's true. Oh, it's damn true. Kurt Angle's stuff right here.
Kurt Angle's shoes.
In the Hall of Fame here in Waterloo. Well, and you know how you could support the Hall of Fame so they can get more great stuff like this?
How?
By becoming a lifetime member. You wouldn't have happened to have done that by now, have you?
I have done that.
He's done that. My God. He's already a lifetime member of the Hall of Fame here. And you know how much great additions and things that they could add if they get more lifetime members? I mean, that's what this is all about. We gotta be getting more lifetime members in the door. Join the family, right?
Join the family and help preserve this history.
Absolutely.
This is a photo that's up in the Hampton Dumont wrestling room.
Oh, yeah.
At the middle school there, at least, anyway. Very cool stuff that you can see if you come to the museum here in Waterloo, Iowa.